It's time to go, once again, around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times on WQXR. When the Tony nominations are announced next week, it is conceivable that all four new musical nominees could be shows based on movies. Two of the latest to arrive are Newsies, adapted from the Disney movie about newspaper boys striking for better wages way back in 1899, and Ghost, based on the popular 1990 movie starring Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, and Whoopi Goldberg. Charles, Newsies was a musical in its original film version. Disney's put about every other musical it has on Broadway, so this show isn't a crazy idea at all, or is it?
Well, it's novel and it was not based on a cartoon. And the production actually wasn't sort of designed for Broadway. It originally opened at the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey. I think the plan was to take it on tour if it was, you know, well-received. And it hasn't been a stellar season for musicals, so I think they saw an opening and they brought it in.
What are the strengths of the version that we see on stage?
Well, it has amazing energy. I mean, as you can imagine, it's got this adorable cast of young men and boys who are performing incredible feats of athletic choreography by Christopher Gattelli. So it really keeps the energy level up at a pretty constant pace.
Ghost, unlike Newsies, was a big hit film, so people know what they're coming to see. On the other hand, though, they don't usually leave their expectations at the door. Will fans of the movie be satisfied with the stage version of Ghost?
Well, I wonder about that, because while it is a fairly literal-minded version, I found it profoundly uninspired. It's really one of the more dismayingly uninteresting movie-based musicals. You know, they do some fancy special effects, which I think are mildly impressive. But these are the kind of things that movies do so much better that I really wonder why we need a stage version of this musical.
Well, one of the answers would be, ostensibly, music, which in this case is by Dave Stewart of Eurythmics fame, and the lyrics for the songs for Ghost were written by Bruce Joel Rubin, who also wrote the Oscar-winning screenplay for the film. So what does the music add?
Well, I would have to say very little. They're perfectly competent and pleasant songs. They don't really, you know, add much emotional heft to what the story is already telling us. They're fairly bland and forgettable. The woman who plays the Whoopi Goldberg role, the sassy psychic, is very good, and she has a couple of very rousing numbers, you know, the gospel number that inevitably you give to the black woman. So there are a couple of energetic numbers, but in general, the music is really not a great selling point for this show.
So what's behind the trend for putting movies on stage?
Well, I think musicals are now so expensive to produce on Broadway, you can't really do one for less than $10 million, it seems, that you need to sell a whole lot of tickets. And that means you need one of two things. You need a star, and I think stars are not willing to commit to a long run in a musical. Or you need a marketable brand. So that's what they're looking for. And you know, but we're getting to the point where they're running out of, you know, hit movies that are even conceivably reasonable musical material. Leap of Faith, which is opening this week, is another musical that's based on a movie that I don't think people have any great affection for, so we'll have to see how that one does.
Charles Isherwood of the New York Times goes around Broadway with us each week here on WQXR, and next week we'll talk about the Tonys.